It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, not every league will be back playing this season. North Peace Hockey League has announced that they have had to cancel play for a second consecutive season. We talked to league president Jack McAvoy about what led to that decision.
Well, basically most of the towns, they just didn't have enough committed players. That was basically the story.
So basically, the teams that, granted, there aren't a whole lot of teams nowadays in the Northeast Hockey League compared to back then. It was just the teams couldn't get enough players for the season?
Yeah, that was basically what it was. They just couldn't get a lot of commitment out of some guys because work commitments and with the COVID and everything else, a lot of guys didn't want to get vaxxed. And it just came down to, an eight-game schedule starting in January just didn't seem feasible.
And, of course, certainly over the years with the North Peace Hockey League, definitely with senior hockey all over the place, getting players is sometimes one of the hardest things out there. Do you think there's any, concerns that you're in on, the future of getting players for future seasons?
Oh, definitely. If you look at all the minor hockey systems in the, everywhere, I guess, but in the North Peace, it's hard. There's just not a lot of kids coming up, and that's going to be a problem in the future for sure.
And one thing I have noticed with some of the other leagues, at the junior hot levels and minor hockey that are playing right now, is a lot of them have been able to get fans back in the buildings. Now, when it comes to the North Peace Hockey League, if you guys do eventually come back next season, the fall of 2022, do you think it'll be kind of hard to maybe get fans back to some of those buildings after losing essentially two seasons here?
Oh no! Once if you have hockey teams in the small towns like Manning, Flair, and Grimshaw, people will come out. They'll support it. It's good entertainment, and the people enjoy it.
And certainly, you mentioned Grimshaw, Flair, and Manning have certainly been in the league for several years. Has there been any talks about once you guys are finally able to play again, about maybe getting some more communities involved in the North Peace Hockey League?
Oh yeah, we'd definitely like to have more teams, but it's just a matter of the same thing. It's how do you get a team when you can't find players? And the other side of it is it's not so much even the players. It's getting people to run the hockey clubs. That's what everybody doesn't understand. It takes a lot of work to run a senior hockey club or a junior B hockey club. It takes a lot of work, and that's a big problem, too.
In the NWJHL, the North Peace Navigators have seen their play improve recently. After a horrendous losing streak in the month of October, their record in November so far is 2-3-1. They led the month with a home-and-home set this weekend with the Sexsmith Vipers. They'll be in Sexsmith on Friday and back at the Baytex Energy Center on Saturday. Elsewhere in the league, the Fairview Flyers have found themselves in a slump recently as they've lost five in a row. Also be on the road Fridays, they'll be in Dawson Creek before playing at the Fairplex on Saturday against Fort St. John. In the AJHL, the Grand Prairie Storm are another team struggling right now, as they've lost seven of their past eight, remain in last place in the North Division. They're back on their home ice this week, but will face a couple of tough opponents. They'll face the Okotoks Oilers on Friday night, and then on Saturday, the number one ranked Junior A team in the country, the Brooks Bandits, will pay a visit to the Bonnets Energy Center. The Peace River teams and the Northern Alberta Hockey League all have games taking place this weekend. The U18 Royals will be at home on Saturday to face Beaumont, and on Sunday they will take on Lloydminster. U15 Sabres will have a game in Flair on Saturday against Wainwright before going to Fort St. John on Sunday, and the U13 Colts will face Strathcona on Saturday in a game that will take place in Nampa. In the GMHL, the High Prairie Red Wings will have a home-and-home set with the Gibbons Pioneers taking place this weekend. They'll be in Gibbons on Friday night before playing at the High Prairie Sports Palace on Saturday. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire in Peace River. Traction and control feel just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts service and, of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire in the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found on our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.